how good it is to join with you once again, my dear friends. Although we have not joined together always, I have been with you. I would like to say to you at this, the beginning of another of your earthly years, that we have much to discuss. But also, there is much time to be given to each one of you in order that you may expand your awareness of all things spiritual. But for this time, I would say, let us have just a small time in discussion. And next time we come together, I hope to bring you some words of upliftment and comfort.
That's great. Thank you very much.
So, you people of true trust and faith in all that is good, shall we begin? Are there any questions this time?
Before we have questions, Amy Sue, that sits next to you sometimes, would like to say thank you. She was telling me she's called on you quite a lot, and she'd like to say thank you for any help that you've given her.
My love always surrounds all of you. Therefore, my dear friends, I do not need thanks. It gives me great joy when I see an individual who is struggling, when they know that I have been around and have tried to uplift and uphold them. That is all of the thanks that is needed.
Yes. She does hope to come next time, maybe.
Bonds may not be broken once the connection is made. Mm-hmm. Although you may not physically be in this room, there is still the bond of love.
Yes.
As with some of you, that dear one has trials and problems, as you all have at times, but she will survive.
Yes.
as each one of you knows, you have gained an inner strength which will support you in your times of need.
Yes, I think you feel that. That's true.
Yes, and it is becoming stronger within each one of you.
And certainly the words that you have said to me from time to time has helped me. Thank you.
Yes, you are a kindly soul who has harbored much hurt at times, but yes, you are growing stronger.
Could I refer back to a hopefully welcomed communicator who came through to us last month? And she gave her name as Emma. She also reminded us that names are not important. Sometimes when they connect with our recorded history, I feel it helps with those who might read these transcripts, help to focus their belief, perhaps, sometimes. And from several things that was said, I rather felt that she might be the one who had a life as Emma Harding Britton, who promoted the world of spirit in the early part of the last century. I was wondering if you would be able to confirm that it was indeed she, or perhaps I ask an inappropriate question.
My dear friend, I am always happy to help you when I can. And yes, you know, I do not come to you to give trivial words, but inspiration, philosophy, I hope, and many other things. But on this occasion, I will tell you that indeed you are correct. That dear lady works tirelessly still for what you call spirit.
That's nice to know. I'm sure that will be noted by a number of people.
Yes.
Thank you.
She is always attracted by dedication to the work. And that is possibly why she was attracted to speak with you here.
Yes, thank you for confirming that.
She speaks many eloquent words, does she not?
She spoke extremely well, we felt.
She captures her audience.
Yes, she had she gave the impression of being a public speaker.
As she still is.
Yes.
I hope that satisfies you, my dear friend.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. If there's a question I'd like to ask about, but it really stems from the commandments or commitments given to Moses, and the one in particular, thou shalt not kill. And the various countries of the world have had their forms of capital punishment, which is obviously quite wrong. A number of countries have dispensed with that. Some still have it because they feel it is protecting others on the planet and it is acting as a deterrent, but clearly one can see it with the teaching that we now have as transposing the problem from the physical world to the world of spirit. And I just wondered if you had any words for us about capital punishment.
Yes, I understand your question. Of course, when that commitment was given, it was given on the understanding that mankind should always love his fellow man. But of course, as you know full well, throughout your history upon this planet, there has been much killing. Killing in the name of religion, of war, of, as you say, justice. How then can we deal with such an issue? I would say this to you, my dear friend. Killing another human being cannot be justified. But we have to then think that for some upon this planet, they feel that what they are doing is for the betterment and the safety of others. So again, we have to look at the motive for such killings. I would say to you, for everyone who has raised their hand against their brother and fellow man, that it will be a source of regret when they come to our world. Mm-hmm. And of course, you are quite correct in your assumption that these problems do not end on your planets, but indeed come into our world, where many have these problems. Let us give you an example of one who is legally killed. And I use legally lightly. By your institution, by your governments, because they feel that they are protecting the majority of people. Imagine the anger and the hatred of the one who is being killed. And then think of the one who uses his hand to do such an act. That soul will come to our world still engaged with anger and hatred, which then has to be seen and recognized within our world. That soul will be lost in anger and hatred for some time. You full well know you have had many rescues in this world. You understand the problems that people bring with them to our world. So yes, you are correct. Healing can never be right. But we do take account of the motive behind these things.
And from what you say, I think I understand that the capital punishment can increase the problem.
Yes.
Through generating more anger.
Yes. There is no question about that.
And for those people who are forced to kill, regimes that make boy soldiers and people who don't really want to fight, make them fight, account will be given to them too, because they've done the killing unwillingly, or been forced into it, brainwashed into it.
That is why, my dear friend, there is never a clear answer to these questions. You cannot judge one human being against another, because you know not what is in that thinking. That being, you do not know what they carry within. And yes, there is much injustice in your world, but all must be accountable for whatever deed is done by their own hand. Yes.
Can I just mention the animals that we have as pets, dogs and cats and so on? When they become ill, we can ask the vet to end the life of that animal. If it's in pain and so on, is that the right thing to do?
Every soul, every being upon this planet is here for our purpose. I will say to you, all leaders, that the animals in your world who come within the scope of your love, and there are many, you would agree, are dependent upon you human beings for their lives here. They are apart from the animals of the wild who look after themselves. They need the love bond from the human being. I know what you speak of when human emotions come into play and they do not want their beloved animal to suffer. And for them, they are doing it from love. But I would say to you, all energy has its time and its place upon this planet, and no man should take any decision which curtails the lifetime of that energy.
Even though the animal may be in pain?
There are many who are in pain. But again, it is motive. You understand?
Yeah.
Because it is done from love, then the human being sees it as being right. But when you come to our world, you will see the fuller picture.
Yeah. Tell me, on the subject of death, a friend of mine, her son married an Iranian, and all her family was lost in the earthquake, and they were only together as a whole family because they were mourning the death of somebody else, another member of the family who had died in a car accident the month before. I feel that maybe all these souls are meant to be together. The earthquake itself, I know, was an act. You've talked to us about these things that happen, volcanoes and earthquakes. But am I right in thinking that they were a group of spirits that needed to be together?
When these problems within your world create what you would call disaster, then the majority of the thinking would say it was not meant to be. Again, I would say to you, my dear friends, that you do not see the full picture of life. And yes, I would say to you that as a group of people, their time was right. Therefore, conditions exist which will help this to happen.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I do. I felt that was maybe that was we meant to all be together.
Yes. They agreed as a group that their life upon this planet would end at a particular time. So conditions existed in order that this may happen.
Yes, thank you.
You understand?
I do understand, yes, thank you. The other question I had was, I was thinking, when brothers and sisters they come onto this planet as brothers and sisters, do all spirits know each other before they come, or do they sometimes meet on this planet
for the first time?
For the first time.
Let me say this to you, that I have told you that you choose your parents, you make, shall we say, contracts for the lifetimes with others.
Yes.
But occasionally, there are those souls who slip into life for whatever reason before their time, which therefore sets up a situation where those two souls have not made an agreement. It is possible, but rare. Most of you upon this planet have chosen your time and your place and those with whom you will be in contact.
I just wondered, because sometimes there is such unease within some families.
But that is meant to be.
Yes, right, okay. Mm-hmm.
They have chosen that situation.
Yes. So you choose your parents for the opportunities that they give.
The not because of the people.
No.
So much as the situations which can help you along.
Yes. And the parents, they are also aware that these spirits are going to join with them.
Yes.
They are, yes.
Yes. As I say, you must remember, although years of earthly time seem such a long time, they are not. And souls have ways of coming together in our world to decide who and when and where.
There's one topical question which might be good to ask. There is at the present time a mechanical probe on the surface of Mars, and scientists are endeavouring to discover if there is any evidence of some past life there. I think you've already told us on one occasion that there is no life on that planet. But now that we have the benefit of your further teaching, we are in the cosmos. And you probably meant at that time that there was no physical life.
Human life.
I imagine that there would be the angels and planetary guiding beings.
Yes.
Associated with Mars, and there may well be other spirit life on Mars. Would you care to say anything on that?
Let me just simplify it a little for you. No matter what planet, no matter for which universe, no matter, all energy exists. There is not one space that is without energy.
Yes.
I think you will understand my meaning, my dear friend. We have not gone this far before, but I would say to you that energy exists in all places. And I think that would suffice for the moment. Would you agree?
Yes, energy equates to spirit.
Yes.
Spirit equates in turn to spirit form.
Yes.
Yes.
You understand. And is that helpful for you?
Yes, thank you.
We have many areas to tread that is outside of your own planet. But again, I say to you, we must tread slowly.
Yes, and the development of physical life from spirit would be a much more particular happening.
And remember, I have told you that there is life outside of this planet. Maybe not in the same form as you are, but nevertheless life of a certain type.
Yes.
Life which you are mostly unaware of at this particular time in your evolution.
When the astronauts went onto the moon, we were made aware that they knew something that wasn't released to the general public. And I can only think that it was they were made aware of spirit while they were on that trip.
Yes. There is much more known on your planet than the ordinary man and woman is allowed to know. But the time is fast approaching when mankind's thinking will not be stifled.
Yes, I did actually see a program on your televisions where a lot of the knowledge is about UFOs and so on are coming out, are going to be released, the governments are going to allow the people to know.
In no matter what form, you cannot keep truth hidden.
Yes.
It will always out.
Okay.
Yes. But, as in all things, it takes time.
Can I ask a question concerning the Bible? We were talking before about capital punishment, and one of the most famous executions was that of Jesus. Are the facts in the Bible concerning the death of Jesus correct? Because I was reading some work by another spiritual teacher called Seth.
Yes.
If I understood that right, in fact the circumstances behind Jesus' death were quite different than that said in the Bible. Is there anything you can say about that?
We have discussed the Bible on many occasions. and I have told you that many of the words written there are not factual.
Yes.
Therefore, I would say to you, do not believe every word, but that the commitments given, which we have discussed,
yes,
they were the words truly given.
Yes.
I would say to you, the rest of the Bible has been, I nearly said, fabricated, but that is not true. Much has been changed.
Yes.
Much has been omitted, and much has been added. I would say to you, listen to what comes from our world to have the truer picture.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes. As you have said this before, that we're not very good at recording information, and certainly in times gone by, it must have been an awful lot of information was given by word of mouth. Things weren't written or recorded in the way they are now. So I find it staggering that the Bible was put together at all.
I think that mankind of today has many doubts about the written word.
Yes.
And as you said, there were very few scholars in those days.
Yes.
And we have spoken briefly about why these things were written.
Yes.
If you would like to recapture my words, then please do.
Yes.
As we have already spoken much about the Bible.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Not only your Bible, but many holy books throughout your world have many errors within them.
Yes.
But of course, each religion feels that it is the true one. And of course, my dear friends, you know this not to be true.
Yes.
I think people are beginning to have more tolerance towards other religions these days.
Yes.
People in this country now are becoming Buddhists and other things. And these days, eyebrows aren't raised in the same way that it would have been in times gone by. But people are seeking truth now more from an open mind than they have in the past.
Yes. I will say, I will close for the sake of this instrument.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
You seem to have managed wonderfully well in the face of some physical difficulties.
The problem is not with us, but we do not wish any discomfort.
Yes.
It's been very nice to have you back again, Simon.
Okay, thank you.